You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, Matt, time for some game balls, offense, defense, and special teams.
Offensive game ball is going to go to the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Josh McCown. 32 of 41, 78%, 356. Took the four sacks. I thought maybe two of them he could have gotten rid of the football, was a little reckless with the football that almost ended up in a turnover, but ultimately was the full-on leader of this offense, as Gary Barnidge had said. Defensively, now, I'm not going to give out a game ball to anyone on defense. And it's not, I mean, they need to accept this as a unit. I would have loved to give it to the entire defense, but no one to me stood out. And, I mean, maybe, okay, Xavier Cooper for his first sack in the NFL.
That's
maybe.
What I was going to do.
There you go.
That's
okay. Yeah, just a congratulatory. It's like a pat on the back. Yeah. You don't get a game ball, you get a pat on the back. But no one on defense. And then for a special team standpoint, I'm going to do co-game ball simply because they helped the Cleveland Browns. And one half the football will go to Andy Lee, 46.8 net. Three inside the 20, making the Chargers go the long field. And the other half is Travis Benjamin rebounding after last week's football game, averaging 20.5 or 20 and a half yards per return, and is becoming a threat every time a team punts the football, just as long as he can handle it. So those guys will share a game ball for me.
All right, for me, game ball offensively, I'm going to give it to all of them. McCown, Crow, Duke, Big Play Gare, Hawk, Gabriel, everybody, the whole lot who got it done, and all the skill position players on the offense. I thought they came through with one of the better performances I've seen. The offensive line still left a little bit to be desired to me, but they did better.
They got good.
And they certainly were a part of the success. You can't have
there
that.
There was a push.
There when, was a little when, push.
Push! Push!
There you there go, Dino. Thank you. On cue. But I was impressed with, you know, my comments coming out of the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game about seeing them get the push. I thought I was encouraged by Crow getting 2.5-3 yards of a running head start and then first contact, and Crow's going to, you know, run through an arm tackle, take another one, you know, for a I'd love to sit at 2nd and 5 all day.
So Crow had 12 carries for 63 yards. He had 45 yards after contact. That's a gap of 18 yards, so 1.5 yards down the field on his carries. Duke Johnson, 8 carries, 31 yards, 21 after contact. That means he got, on his carries, an average of just over 1 yard down the field. So still room for improvement, but yes, it was certainly better than what we had seen in the past. All right, my game ball defensively, I'll give it to Xavier Cooper. Congrats on your first sack. Special teams, Coons. That guy, 4 out of 4, 7 of 7 to start his career. We found the next great Browns kicker,
right.
Have we? It's early, but he looks pretty good.
He looks pretty good.
Cool customer.
I want to see him get challenged, you know, 45-plus.
With a pressure. Well, he did it for an extra point. He made 3 of them in a row.
Whatever. I'm talking field goals that matter,
pressure,
first quarter,
sure,
game winners, that kind of stuff.
I would like to see
then
that.
Then you fall into the Browns lore.
I would like to see that as well. A game winner, wouldn't that be lovely? Yes, indeed. All right, disappointing. Tomorrow we're back with the grades. Probably going to be very, very good on offense, and then a lot of red and some ugly letters on defense because it just was ultimately an unacceptable performance, and I think everybody in this building is well aware of that. The Browns have got to do better defensively if they want to win in the NFL, and it's going to be tough when you have a game played as well by your offense as you have with this Browns team and you find a way to not get the job done. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. We want to thank Jim Donovan for joining us. We got to thank our producer, Dave DiNatale, and, of course, the great Matt Wilhelm there in San Diego. Was it weird seeing the stadium and watching and rooting for the Browns?
Super weird.
I
said it at when I obviously I did the pregame show, walk in just to see the Browns uniforms and rooting for them and still knowing guys that are actively playing. My son walks out the door out of it from watching a movie, and he goes, "Go Chargers!" And I'm like, "Dude, what are you doing
what
to
are
me?
You doing? Come on!"
He's
man.
Like, "I told." Then the game's over. They kick the winner. He goes, "I told you, Dad." I'm like, "You little
come on,
a-hole.
Son." Yes. All right, stay tuned for the Golden Boys. We're out. Thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.